This year, our annual Graphic Audio Holiday Special has a message from Jamie Cutting, president of Graphic Audio.
My thoughts are very much with you, our customers, this Christmas of 2009. So this year, I asked my Graphic Audio team to create something that is humorous and also something that is more thoughtful. And they did. I think the kind of laughter I like most is when we're laughing at ourselves. We should never take ourselves too seriously, especially this time of year, which means, as we here at Graphic Audio go about our work of making intense movies in your mind, of fantastic adventures, of action in distant and desolate places, of heroes, heroines, and superheroes, and of creatures so real you can almost feel their breath in your face, we also keep in mind that all this is entertainment. It's supposed to be fun, and we should enjoy making it happen. And that means not taking ourselves too seriously. Here now is our Graphic Audio team in some unguarded moments, enjoying a much lighter side of Christmas, the 12 Days of Christmas as a crazy movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio on Christmas, my true love sent to me.
A world with the blue moon rising.
Rupert, that's us! I'm so excited! I'm too excited. Sorry.
The second audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Rogue Angels Fencing.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The third audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Great music themes!
Rogue Angels Fencing.
And a world with a blue moon rising.
The fourth audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Four rooks surviving.
Stay alive! I'll find you!
Great music themes.
Rogue Angels Fencing.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The fifth audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Armageddon!
Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The sixth audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Six pissed off parties.
Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The seventh audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Gunfighters dueling.
You call the tune, kid. It's up to you to start the ball.
Armageddon!
Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The eighth audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Pulse pounding action!
Armageddon!
Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with the blue moon rising.
The ninth audio for Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Cowboys are fighting.
Action!
Gunfighters dueling.
Six pissed off parties.
Armageddon!
Come on!
Four Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with a blue moon rising.
The 10th audio for Christmas my true love sent to me.
Time trolling travelers.
Yeehaw!
Action!
Dueling.
Pissed off parries!
I'm again! Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with a blue moon rising.
The 11th audio for Christmas my true love sent to me.
Space cruisers cruising.
Time-trolling travelers.
Fun!
Action!
Gunfighters dueling.
Parries!
I'm again! Four surviving rooks.
Great music themes.
Rogue angels who fence.
And a world with a blue moon rising.
The 12th audio for Christmas. My true love sent to me.
12 stainless steel Detonics 45 caliber combat masters.
Who wants eggnog?
Ooh, eggnog!
Who's got rum?
Quit pushing!
Yeah, watch it with a sword, lady!
Hey, have I told you about my knife?
Walk faster or I'll shoot you in the back.
You know, that reminds me of the early days of this company. We did a lot of radio spots back then, and it was not unusual to have personalities. Willard Scott comes to mind. Who, with no prompting, would start getting silly with the scripts and ad-lib some of the most hilarious stuff. We used to compile all those outtakes, as we call them, onto a single side-splitting reel that sounded kind of like Graphic Audio's The 12 Days of Christmas. But you know, there's another side of Christmas, the gospel side. About 2 years ago, our Graphic Audio team began to think about the gospels and wonder what one of them would sound like if it were produced as a movie in your mind. And using an actual and complete translation, the real thing, produced in Graphic Audio. The idea has been growing, and last month we produced 5 scenes from the Gospel of Mark. One of them, which is quite short, seems especially right for Christmas, since we associate so much of it with children. Here it is.
Que proseferon autopedia in auton absite.
And people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to touch them. But the disciples reproved them for it. When Jesus saw it, he was indignant.
Let the little children come to me. And stop keeping them from it. For to such as these, the kingdom of God belongs. Hmm? I solemnly say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God as a little child does, will never get into it at all.
Then he took the little children into his arms, and as he laid his hands upon them one by one, he tenderly blessed them.
That was the actual Gospel of Mark. And by the way, that little bit of foreign language at the beginning, that's the original Greek, just as Mark wrote it over 2,000 Christmases ago. If you would like to hear some other scenes from Mark, keep listening and have a wonderful Christmas filled with warmth, laughter, and peace. Mark chapter 1, verse 1, the prologue.
Arhitu Evangeliu Isu Christu. Katos ge grapte entu isea tu profiti. Idu.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, here I send my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. He is a voice of one who shouts in the desert.
Get the road ready for the Lord! Make the paths straight for him!
John the Baptizer appeared in the desert and was preaching a baptism conditioned on repentance to obtain the forgiveness of sins. And people from all over Judea and everybody in Jerusalem kept on going out to him and being baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And he used to live on dried locusts and wild honey. And he kept preaching.
After me there is coming one who is stronger than I am, whose shoes I am not fit to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
Now in those days Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as soon as he started to come up out of the water, he saw the heavens split open and the Spirit coming down like a dove to enter him. And out of the heavens came a voice.
You are my Son, my beloved. In you, I am delighted.
Then the Spirit at once drove him out into the desert, and he stayed in the desert 40 days while he was being tempted by Satan. Yes, he was with the wild beasts. But the angels continued to wait upon him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God.
The time is ripe!
And the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe in the good news.
Mark chapter 14, verse 26. Jesus prays in Gethsemane and his arrest.
After singing a hymn, they went out of the city and up the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus spoke to them.
Tonight, all of you will fall away from me. For the scripture says, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised from the dead, I will go back to Galilee to meet you.
Although all the rest of them fall away, yet I will never do so myself.
Peter, I solemnly say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you, yes, you, will disown me three times.
Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
Not I.
I will not deny you.
I never will.
And they all kept saying the same thing. Then they came to the place called Gethsemane.
Sit down here while I pray.
And he took Peter, James, and John along with him. And he began to feel completely dazed and to realize his anguish of heart.
My heart is breaking. It almost kills me. You must stay here and keep watching.
Then he walked on a few steps and threw himself upon the ground and kept praying that, if it were possible, he might escape the hour of agony.
Abba, Father, anything is possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Yet, I pray, not what I want, but what you want.
And he went back and found them asleep.
Simon!
Huh?
Are you asleep? Could you not watch a single hour? You must all keep watching and praying. That you may not be exposed to temptation. Man's spirit is willing.
Rabbi?
But human nature is weak.
He went away again and prayed in the same words. When he went back again, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were so heavy they could hardly hold them open, and they did not know what answer to make him.
Rabbi!
He came back the third time and spoke to them.
Are you still sleeping? And resting?
Rabbi!
No more of that. The hour has come.
Rabbi!
See? The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinful men. Get up. Let us be going. Look, here comes my betrayer.
Rabbi?
At that very moment, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came up, and with him a crowd of men with swords and clubs from the high priest, scribes, and elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal, saying, "The one I kiss is he. Seize him and lead him safely away." So when he came, he went straight up to Jesus.
Rabbi.
And with much affection, kissed him.
Seize him!
Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of the bystanders drew his sword and struck at the high priest's slave and cut his ear off.
You come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a robber?
Day after day I used to be with you, teaching in the temple, and you never laid hands on me. But this is so to fulfill the scriptures.
Then all his disciples forsook him and made their escape. And a young man was following Jesus with only a linen sheet thrown about his body. And they seized him, but he left the linen sheet behind and fled away, naked. They took Jesus away to the high priest, and all the high priests, elders, and scribes met there.
The complete Gospel of Mark is scheduled for release in the spring of 2010. We welcome your thoughts. Please email us at gospel@graphicaudio.net or leave your comment on the Gospel Forum at our website, www.graphicaudio.net.